people tried to get a surveyor that can survey it and give it what we call so many feet to the mile or so many feet to the fall in a mile. And the canal down here is a pretty dead canal. When I say dead, it don't run that fast.
No, it's just pretty.
That it's, it has two feet fall to the mile.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not very much fall. But it carries a lot of water.
Right.
The river usually gets faster because it becomes taller and pinker. And when the earth does not yield anything and you have to constantly put fertilizers on it, what kind of soil would you say that the soil is?
Well, probably shallow soil.
Shallow. What's another synonym? Same thing as not having any money. If the soil doesn't have any nutrients, it's very... What kind of soil would you say?
The unproductive soil, but it's pretty rough.
Unproductive is another synonym. This one is poor. Poor soil. And is the soil good here, or is it?
In parts of the valley, it's much better than others.
Mm. And what about in Woodruff?
Right here where we're at, the soil isn't over 2 feet deep, and then you get into coarse rocks.
Wow.
Heavy gravel. You go south a mile, and the soil is probably 10 feet deep. At least 10 feet deep.
Wow.
So the south side of the valley is much better farming ground on this side. It takes more water.
Thank goodness you're ranching.
Yeah, we're in the poverty area.
And so the opposite of the poor soil, the soil that has the nutrients and that grows well, would be
rich soil.
The rich, productive soil. And so I guess those guys have got that thing. And there aren't many sidewalks. I don't see any sidewalks. And even the roads aren't paved. What do you run into trouble? Like in the winter, I see these kids going out and they're up to their knees in water and mud and ice and things, which wouldn't be as much if there were roads and sidewalks. Would you like that, or do you like it?
Well, it isn't that bad. We have a little time this time of the year when it starts to break up and it gets muddy. Perfect. We'd rather have all our roads.
Yeah.
But other than the road that goes through town and the other road that goes down the next street, they're oiled roads.
Mm.
And there's one sidewalk down from the store through to the schoolhouse. Smith sidewalk.
Sure. That's why I asked you that. And instead of saying unpaved, would you just say a dirt road or a gravel road?
Yeah.
And for paved roads, I noticed you said oiled roads.
The oiled roads are the finished surfaces.
Okay. And what would you call, like, the main street through town? Would, like, the younger kids say, let's go cruise down the
main street.
Main street. But what's another name? It's usually a bigger town. The main
drag
or boulevard. Is that a favorite pastime, do you think, with people just to kind of cruise around?
Not too much.
Not
yet.
Too much. And it is down to Spanish Fork.
I think there may be some, but surprisingly seldom does that happen.
Okay. What about, let's say you want to go to the other side of the mountain. How do you get there? Are there any roads that go right through it over the top, or do you have to go way around?
You go down this next street over here, and it goes right down and around the end of the mountain, and there's
and
road up the
back.
There's no roads up the top of the mountain.
Okay, and none have cut through?
No.
Okay. And then say that word one more time. We were just talking about the
rolling hills.
But the big hills, they're called the... Like the Uintas are
high mountains.
Okay. Then these, the ones that are here in the back of us, they're smaller.
They're smaller, but they're pretty rough mountains. Crawford Mountain is the name of it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get over there, it's
more rugged than it looks.
More forceful than it looks.
And in Nebraska, where they're rolling, what would you call those?
Well, I'd call those rolling hills.
Oh, okay. part in between the two, like in between two mountains, there will be a valley. And when you're driving up it, you say, we're going to drive up the, like the road, like Provo has one.
Up the valley road.
And Heber, up to, going up to Heber, you know, from Provo, you go through Provo
Canyon.
Okay. I guess I could have said Monte Cristo, and you would have known that. Up Monte Cristo, sometimes water drops off of the top and just falls. It's really pretty.